This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Y'all love y'all got a timer. Y'all mad professional. I'm just being honest, man. Y'all got cooks. Y'all got women. We don't got no women on our set. We need women. Like
y'all going to the hood. That's why I say y'all take shots. We toast.
Yeah, y'all. This is a very nice set, man. Let me just point this out, man. I feel very comfortable. I feel like I'm on ESPN right now. I feel like Walt Disney is going to come out and say hi to me at some point. You know what I mean? Like, this is a very nice set, man. I really appreciate this.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah. Wrongfully accused, we had to fight to get the pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fact. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wiggin' wheel straight up. Look in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Oh, we got Nori here, week 8. We got the NFL parlay. And actually, I don't know if y'all know, I Am Athlete Parlay is killing it this year.
Yeah.
Because we talk through it with Dez, we talk through it with Revis. Like, bro, we're killing the I Am Athlete Parlays this year.
Rohan.
So, yeah, Rohan. So I love it. I love it. DraftKings, we got to give big love to the sponsor. But since Nori's here, I'm going to let him call out the parlay.
Mess it up.
His 3 games that he believes is going to do it. For DraftKings, for the I Am Athlete Parlay, and if he f***s up, we're going to check him.
Listen, I'm clearly f***ing up. I'm just letting y'all know off top. This is all from my heart. This is not no strategic nothing. The first pick I'm going with, you ready? I'm from New York.
Right, bet. I know where you're going, baby. Yeah.
I'm going with the
J-E-T-S.
No. See?
No, yeah, don't do that.
I'm going with the Giants.
Cincinnati.
Over Kansas City.
At Kansas City?
I'm from New York. I got to go for it.
But I don't give a damn where you from. The Daniel Jones over Patrick Mahomes at home?
These are bets, though, Nori. Our people made a lot of money off of us.
I told you this is from my heart.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, all right, so then go ahead.
Don't bet on me, y'all. Then I'm going with Tampa Bay at New Orleans.
That's money. Y'all like that? That's money.
I got Miami over Buffalo.
I love it.
Even though, in part, I think Buffalo's a tougher team.
All right, listen. What he's saying right now, don't listen to him. He a rapper. Yes. He a media mogul. Yes. We not doing that. Go to DraftKings.com.
Yes.
Use
yes.
promo code yes. athlete. And here is the week 8 NFL parlay from I Am Athlete. We going to go with Tampa Bay at New Orleans. Take Tampa, not New Orleans. Yes. We also going to go
with the
Rams over Houston. That's what we going to do. And the last one, Chan, we're going to go with New England at the Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers is going to win that game. These boys right here, they built different. I'm telling you right now, those 3 games, that's the I Am Athlete parlay for week 8. All right? DraftKings.com. Athlete is the promo code. Nori, appreciate you joining the show this week. It's only right that we change this entire show to I Am Athlete Drink Champ.
I like that.
Here we go.
I like it.
Uh-oh.
It's one of my favorite drinkers in the world.
No, last time we started that shit, it was over for me.
One of my favorite drinkers in the world.
So what he did was this, and we ain't know this. Like, this is legendary. Y'all 2 wasn't there. You stood up, Nori. We'll get into that. You wasn't there, J.O. But you would think that, you know, most shows are, you know, we're going to come in, we're going to sit down, do a podcast, do a show, 60 minutes, 90 minutes tops. We was there for 5.5 hours, Ocho.
Perfect.
And what he was doing was every 5 minutes, he's like, shot, drink, right? So, you know what I mean? And that's what makes the show legendary, for real. Like, you know, now you're seeing other people starting to do it. We do it at times just organically, naturally. You're seeing other people on shows do it. But to me, like, it's almost like the logo. Like, it's amazing. So right now, we're going to take a shot for Nori. Come on, baby. Yeah, you thought we wasn't going to get you back.
We don't do it this early in the show, but it's okay. All right. Salute to I Am Athlete, bro. Salute to I Am Athlete.
Let me get some.
By the way, going to get y'all some Ciroc in here.
Ciroc?
Yeah, you got to have a black man's liquor in here.
Okay.
Can we run around with that?
But they ain't call us yet.
Well, you can make a call. You know who you are. You know who y'all are? Y'all got to make a call.
Nori, make the connection, Nori.
Bro, put us in.
But this like I made the connection.
But this like my OG. Every time I see him, we be at ZZ's. I see
Sardelli's, Carbone's.
Yeah, anywhere, I'm like, bro,
yes.
Teach me the game. Teach me the game. Teach me how to do this. So, yeah, bro, teach us how to connect.
Well, the podcast game is something that is very, 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 very unique for people like me who came from rapping. And, you know, being, for lack of a better term, being pimped. Because you're being pimped regardless if you know, the toughest guy in the world, if you sign to a record label, you work for the record label, no matter what. You know what I'm saying? So podcast is something different. Like, you guys taught me something when y'all came on our show. I said, the minute you sign, they're looking for somebody to replace you. In podcast, it's not like that. If you develop a fan base, that fan base, and you drop every Monday, that fan base will curse out your mother if you late. Where's the episode? And I just like that. I like not having to answer to nobody. I like being my own boss. I like being able to come to work when I want to come to work. I like being able to leave work when I want to leave work. And so podcasting has been very, very, very good to me.
Can everybody be you? Can everybody have their own time to be on time, to be there for the production, to do all of that? Or do people want to be pimped in your industry?
Ooh. That's a great question. So I'm going to take my time to answer that one.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna, you know, I was watching The Sopranos earlier, and it came a time where a guy took over to be a boss, and he was doing a terrible job. And the guy said, well, everyone is not meant to be great number ones. Some people are just meant to be great number twos. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
people.
That's, I forget what season that is.
I killed that. Special voice for that. Special voice for that. Yeah, so to answer your question, some people aren't made to be bosses because if I don't show up to a set, if it's not, you know, everything is not done, then the job doesn't get done. You know what I'm saying? So everything is blamed on me. So I take that. But, you know, I also can't take the win when everything goes right, neither. Because if you're supposed to be like the Jordan or, you know, the LeBron or whatever, you're supposed to take your win and say, well, I'm going to practice tomorrow. You can't celebrate. There's no spiking the ball. I got to go to work again tomorrow.
Well, when can you celebrate? Bro, you
well, I celebrate every day.
But I was going to say, you've been in the game, bro.
Yeah.
Since the
90s? I've been in the game since 1997.
So 97.
The War Report, me and Capone, official first album, The War Report in 1997. So I've been in the game since then.
So when, like, with ball players, like, there's goals to reach. There's Pro Bowls, there's Super Bowls. There's goals in that. Is there goals?
My goal was to move to a nicer part of Queens. Like, I didn't even think, Miami wasn't even on my schedule. Like, I never even thought of Jamaica, the island. I thought about Jamaica, Queens. I was like, yo, that's my goal right there. If I can move to Jamaica, Queens,
right.
I'm done.
You're right.
Like, I'm done. So, naturally, I had to set different goals. I had hit my goals, and I couldn't believe it, and I had to set different goals. And I kept achieving it. Not every year, not all the time. I had rough years, had rough patches. Being an artist, you get played out. I don't care who lied to you. I don't give a if they was hot for 20 years. They had 3 years of roughness, only performing in Europe, acting like they wanted to be there. They ain't want to be in Dusseldorf.
No. Germany. I got a question.
Yeah.
I'm not a rapper. I don't know much about the business, but you just stated that once you sign the contract, you being pimp. So yeah. Why is it that so many people want to be a rapper and want to have that image and be flashy with all the cars if it's really not all it's made up to be?
Well, it's what you make it. Like, it's just like life. Life is what you make it, right? So the thing about it is most people look at it like, yo, I'm going to sign my first deal. Like, Everybody's first deal is their worst deal. Like, I don't know no rapper that was like...
How is it their worst deal when everybody looks like they the cream of the motherfucking crop?
Well, let me take that back, because the new artists have buzzes. When we back in the days, what we had was we make great music, our A&R would come hear it, and then they'll sign it. Nowadays, people have buzzes before they did it, but for most part, when you look at people like, you know, Jay-Z, Nas, Rick Ross, Nori, all of our first deals was probably our worst deals we ever made.
Is
because
you just use third person?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So,
matter of fact, Ross told us that, didn't he?
Right.
He did say his first deal was his worst
deal.
Yeah,
because what it is we always look at it like it's the next play. This play is just to get me in the door. Once I'm in the door, no one ain't gonna kick me out. And we all look at that, but there's people like, excuse me, I said Jay-Z, but there's people like Jay who actually wanted to own his material from the beginning. And to say you wanted to own yourself back then was like kind of like blasphemy. Like, I want to own me. Like, everyone, they're all owned by, you know, Universal, by Def Jam, by Island, by Interscope. And then when you say, I want to own me, that's like blasphemy. It's like, wow, until nowadays, now having ownership, owning your masters.
How difficult is it to own your masters, though?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I want to big up companies like Def Jam, who is making it very simple. If you come to the Def Jam right now and say, I want to buy back my masters, they're making great deals. They're really working with the artists.
Who's at that table making that deal?
Well, it's actually just Def Jam, the corporation. I think that they've been the forefront of hip-hop, you know, and they want to be the forefront of, you know, people gaining back their ownership. Because really, when you hear an artist's music played in a movie, right? Let's suppose my music is played in a movie, and I didn't know it. That's because I don't own it. Because they have to negotiate with you if you own a material.
Do you own Super Thug?
No, I don't own Super Thug. That's why I brought that up.
Because I heard it.
Yeah.
What movie did I hear it in?
Entourage. The exact movie I was thinking of. I don't know how you got in my head. I don't know how you knew what exact moment I was talking about right now. And when I saw Entourage, I'm sitting there, saw Entourage, and obviously Pharrell owns his 50% of that record.
I got Steve Levinson's number.
Okay, no, I'm good. I got paid.
You were talking about not being on Ballers.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about not getting,
Yeah, put it like this. I got paid later in life, but I didn't get paid as an owner, which right now I'm getting paid as. So if I get paid as an artist right now, and I'm used to getting paid as an owner, I'm looking like, what a dickhead I was. Right. At 18, at 21. Like, I could have, I was the hottest rapper in the world. I could have held out, but I wanted $1 million.
I don't want to steal your thunder and keep clapping, but you really just said you was the hottest rapper.
I was.
I ain't gonna keep clapping.
In 1998? What was it? DMX, Big Pun, Cameron.
And you was the hottest?
I was the hottest at the time I signed. At the time I signed.
Talk to him.
At the time I signed, I was the hottest.
Right.
Talk to him.
And I sold, other than DMX, I sold the most on my first week. DMX did 220, I did 163, plus other 18,000 that they pre-sold from me. From me, because they bootlegged it and they still counted it. Well, make some noise for that. Yeah.
I got one more question.
No, I have more questions.
Def Jam is willing to work with the artists and allowing them to buy back their masters.
Yes.
So if the artist owns their masters, then how does Def Jam make any money?
Well, they're going to make money off of it regardless, because they still have to buy the product from Def Jam. So with Def Jam, it's like a trust me system. So what Def Jam says is, let me buy it back, but let me still sell it for you. You can go in the archives and you can go look and see what sells. You might be selling just 500 units a week or a month. But they're gonna open up those books because you are now their partner. And that's the first label, or the only label right now, because that's how 2 Chainz bought his catalog back. He actually went to them as a platinum artist. He's not buying back a gold record, he's buying back these platinum records, and that is just amazing.
So I think I'm just asking these questions.
Please.
I'm getting ready to start.
Please.
To get myself.
I've been wanting to ask me ask these questions.
I'm finna integrate. I can rap.
I saw you fight, man. I saw you fight.
Yeah, probably I can fight too. Yeah. But listen.
You like what you saw?
I did, man. I rooted for him. I did.
You rooted for him.
I got nervous when he fell down. I got nervous.
Fell down.
I got nervous, yeah.
He fell down, Chad. He didn't trip, Norman.
I thought he tripped.
Because he going to tell you.
I'm with you.
Hey, you see how they hate?
No, you got the sweet side.
I'm thinking about
Rapping.
Okay. I'm transitioning, and I don't know what to do. So I'm in a midlife crisis, so I'm finna rap. And I'm thinking about signing with Def Jam, and I know I can sell about $200,000-$300,000 a week.
Give him some bars.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So he can guide you. He can navigate you. Because he it's a difference, right? Like, if you are who you are.
Right.
He'd be like, all right, this is what you need to do. You might need to go independent.
Right.
But if you ain't who you are, then you might need a machine behind you. So give him a couple bars, bro. My beat what?
I'm answering.
You good? I'm ready. They call me Bad Chad. I'm really fucking glad. We got Nori on the show, and he been...
That's keep it. Going. Pick
that's
it up.
It. That's
sign
it.
That man.
Hey.
That's
it.
Hey. Sign that man.
Hey. Hey. Pick it up. Hey. Hey. Cause you ain't seen them. You seen Jay-Z and them running around like, doing all this like other. And then they pick it up. Come on. Yeah. We good.
Best shit. Don't call me bitch. I jumped in the ring and went down like a fling.
Woo.
But I'm back again. I'm gonna dance like a hen.
Yeah. That's it. We good. Yeah. All right, now, what you think? We independent or we need a machine?
It's independent for sure.
See? Yeah. See? I'm telling you.
You wanna own your material, that's why. You wanna own your material.
Dance like a hen. You ain't never seen a hen do?
Yeah.
I can push 300,000 units because I got the fan base already. Get
right,
the buzz.
That's real.
I got the buzz.
That's real.
Boom, I get a machine behind me. It's whatever.
That's real.
Let me go back to what you was talking about, because one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show is not to really talk about music, but to talk about media.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I feel like you're one of the first, but before we even get there, where are they at now? Cannabis. John Forte.
Yeah, we looking for the too.
What do you mean?
Does anybody who's a legend, who has 10 years or more, we want to give you your flowers. I think we tried to book Cannabis one time. He has a different story. He said on Twitter that we didn't send him a car service. Brother, this is 2021. No one uses car service. We got what's called Uber. So I don't know where you got that story from, but John Forte, I haven't seen him since he came home from jail. But I would love to give him his flowers. That's what Drink Champs is about. We didn't make up, you know, give them the flowers while you could smell them. We didn't make that up, but we made it popular. What we noticed is that in our genre, in our music, if you have 10 years or more, people say that you washed up. People say that it's over for you. And I looked at other genres of music like, you know, jazz and rock and roll. They don't even have a word like washed up. It's only us. It's only us that put a timeline on us. Hip hop. So I wanted to change that narrative. I wanted to be like, you know what? Rakim is a hero. Big Daddy Kane is a hero. You know, KRS-One is a hero. Where's they platforms? And because of Drink Champs, you got other, you know, you got Rock the Bells, who will tell you straight up and down they was inspired by Drink Champs because of us giving flowers to our peers. And it's not only, like, you know, people who have bigger success than me. I interview people who have nowhere near as much success as me, and I give them their flowers as if they're bigger than Jay-Z.
And that's why.
Because it's hard. Let me just tell you something. It's hard to be halfway famous, let alone full-blown famous, let alone small famous. Like, if you half famous or full-fledged famous or small famous, you can't take your there's no taking your costume off, ever. You wear this costume, you can have a bad day, stay in the house.
Well, I think that's also what happens with athletes a lot of times, depending on the position.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Yeah. What happens, you know, depending on the position, not even just from fame, but when you walk in with a 6'5" frame at 300 pounds, right? My dad went through this, and I think it's a part of some of his depression, right? Which is can't get away from being asked, do you play pro ball? What do you do? Right? So you can't get away from it. Some positions, you can't get away from it. So if you have this kind of relationship with it, this strained relationship with the game, no matter where you go, the grocery store, you go to your son's game, you go anywhere, it's like, you play ball. And then especially for a guy like my dad, who's 6'5", 350 pounds, who doesn't play ball.
Wow.
Right? It's just like he feels as if he's not doing, and I don't want to speak for him, but I think that's how I always saw it, is like he always had to say, nah, I'm just a guy. I'm just a guy. But I think that's also what ends up happening to football players. After when they're done, you have to say, no, I'm done. I don't play anymore.
All right, talking about done in transitions, couple of us, right, we can transition into nonprofit because we feel like, all right, well, Deion Sanders and Ray Lewis, they did this, so I got to do that, right? And then you look at it, nonprofit work. So we got to have something that we can work off of. And then you also see these dudes sitting in these seats on ESPN, NFL Network, FS1. Oh, I can potentially do that, right? So my question for you is, and it's going to get me to a phenomenal conversation, but I feel like when it's all said and done, when you see Noriega, okay, you're going to go down as a media mogul and a legend there and legendary there more so, you know, over just the artist and the rapper and the hip hop, like for sure. So my question on the transition thing is, how do you retire as a hip hop artist and as an artist?
Well, I've been retired. I told my I was tired of this game. And nobody paid attention to me because I said it before. And I retired from the bullshit. I don't have no boss. I don't have nobody to tell me to go. And that's what I retired from.
I hear what you're saying, mm-hmm. but that's up here.
No,
when I'm talking about that. when I retire.
They forced us out.
No. I'm talking about, did you get a pension? Did y'all have a 401k?
Ain't no pension in hip-hop,
Do you have a 401k?
You want me to explain to you what hip-hop is?
That's what I'm trying to get to.
All right, let me explain to you what hip-hop is. The worst loan you can ever make. When you sign to a major label, that money that they give you, let's say they give you 800 grand, right? That's a loan. You have to pay back that loan with interest. So if you don't make back that 800 grand, what they do is they put you in the red, but you could still be hot, and you didn't make back that 800 grand. So you could still be hot, so they'll give you another album. And they'll give you, instead of 800 grand, they'll give you 1.2 this time, right? So now, but you're still in the hole for that 800. You understand? But you now you got another 1.2. And if you don't make that, then you're just in the red for both. And this is a loan with interest that you don't get nothing out of. Hip-hop is not meant for the artist to win. It's never been meant for the artist to win. And the more and more you learn, the more and more you read your contracts, the more and more it's disturbing. And that's why labels like QC is winning, because they own it and they're trying to put their artists on to game. That's what when you hear that Jay-Z gave Rihanna back her masters, that's a real move. Because that's saying, I don't only want my own shit back, but I want other people to have it back as well. Basic artist contract, it was made for the artist to be f***ed. It was not made for the artist. It was made for the artist to always have to need the record label. Because let's suppose you juried out, you got that 800. Remember I said 800 for the first album? You got that 800, you spent 400 immediately, and then you spent 400 on jury, and then you got all your show money.
Right.
You went and got a house, and you went and got cars, and you went and got moms. But now you got to live up to that. Now you are $800,000 dude a year. You got to have that. So now you go 1.2. Most people would dumb it down, but they want to wear Gucci.
Right.
They want to wear Louis.
Right.
They want to have a, you know.
Right. So what are you getting in that deal then, right?
If you're
given 800 and then 1.2, is it just the platform? Are you put in the red just for the platform, just for all of those things?
See, I can't generalize
it. Or do you retain anything?
Because there's different things. Like if it was Bobby Shmurda, Bobby Shmurda had the biggest buzz in the world. But now if it's Shmurda Bobby, who we've never heard of, you know, that 800 might do him very well. That 800 might really get his family out of Liberty City, might really get his family out of 40 projects. You know what I'm saying? If an artist has never transitioned to signing himself, then that artist has been pimped his whole life. Because for my second album, I signed myself. I figured my first album, I got jerked.
Right.
So I made up a record label, didn't tell the label that I owned it, continued to do business with them, but I told them, you got to do business with this label. So they signed on to do business with the label, be partners with the label, and they didn't know that I was the owner of the label. Make some noise for me, goddamn it.
Yeah.
I caught on quick.
Shot.
Another shot.
You didn't think we was going to get you back down, my boy, Channing. You had Channing on the show. No, 20
first
minutes.
I'm going to just drink some wine.
I'll drink some wine. First off, let me just be clear. Y'all can't keep blaming me for Channing.
No, Channing.
Y'all can't keep blaming me for Channing. Listen, Channing got himself drunk.
He
was the only.
No, you warned me, though.
Come on. Because I'm in the. Y'all very smart.
So. Yo, Tom, you trying to find a parity. I am an athlete. You trying to find a parity between the rap game and the professional athletes.
Mm-hmm.
they tell us when we have to retire, like, your body cannot do this anymore. We don't trust that you can do what you did. What retires a rapper? Like, I'm an Atlanta dude. Yeah. Pastor Troy, Little John, like, dudes that I was in love with.
First off.
You know what I'm saying? What retires a rapper?
First off, the fans. Mm. If your fans grow with you and they stick with you, I say rap for the rest of your life. But if you do something else and your fans with that as well, then you're multitasked. You can do other shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, when I went into movies, when I went and started Spanish music, excuse me, let me just rephrase that. Started Spanish music. Like, started Spanish music, Nori? Reggaeton been around. But I literally fell in love with the music. I'm half Puerto Rican. I went to Puerto Rico, and there's nothing more sexy or beautiful than to see a beautiful woman dancing the reggaeton. And I came home, and I said, I'm going to do this. I did it. No one. They would have laughed at me. They're like, oh, shit.
I would have laughed at you.
He's doing a record with someone called Tego Calderon. And the other guy named is Daddy Yankee. Now Daddy Yankee's one of the most popular people on the planet. But when you're the first, you're either the smartest, the dumbest, or you're the one that's going to be laughed at. So I took it and this is another thing. I didn't have digital on my contract. So when I'm making Oye Mi Canto, which is Boricua, Morena, Dominicano, Colombiano, you know, when I made that, there wasn't nothing even digital. So when I brought it to Def Jam, because I was on Def Jam, and I brought it to Def Jam and I said, I want to throw this record out, they laughed at me. The owners of Def Jam was like, you gonna throw out a Spanish record? All right, go ahead. Go on your own. I'm a gold artist at the time. They don't let gold artists go on their own. That's like me saying, yo, I'm gonna play for the pro, I'm gonna play for Rucker
right,
football.
Right.
Like,
right.
What? Like, they're like, you're not doing that, but they didn't believe in me. I threw the record out, it did 500 spins. Next week, 1,500 spins. Next week, 600 spins. 6,000 spins. Next week, 10,000 spins. By that time, they called me back and said, bring me my record. I said, yo, record? You just told me I could go out there and do it independent. And I broke the mold. If I would have knew that, you think I could have made the deal right there? I want to own this map.
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2-gram net zero hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at Hero, HERO.CO.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
But they offered me a bunch of money. I'm thinking, I'm not a Spanish artist. So I just took the money. But now, if I would have just went back and said, I don't want no money. I just want to own this master.
Have you had that conversation with
Def Jam?
People that are not just Def Jam, artists in the game today?
I'm having it right now.
Do you get a lot of industry pushback for that?
Nah. Everyone wants to own their master now.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, are there anybody who's in suits giving you pushback for the way that you're educating people?
Nah, I'm gonna tell you. No. I'm gonna tell you when I felt like Illuminati was gonna come get me.
Here we go.
At one point, Drink Champs, we was doing stupid numbers. It was just dumb. Like, we was the only, because we was the only podcast at the time. We was just anybody we interviewed. It was just dumb. So I was like, you know what? If we're doing $6 million on this episode, and SoundCloud hasn't paid me a penny every time my record is being played. So I said, let me jerk the masses. Let me try. So for 4 to 6 episodes, I played my record, a record I fully owned. It wasn't even out. I think it was called Petty. And I was like, you Petty. So digitally, Petty had almost 64 million in audience. But if you didn't listen to the podcast, because we didn't have it on YouTube, because I didn't know the rules of YouTube, but I knew the rules of SoundCloud. I knew the rules of the digital format. And when I stepped to the boys and I said, well, if this month we did 48 million in spins and I played my record all those times, what do y'all owe me? And that was a different type of phone call. That was when I knew that I cracked something that they didn't. Like, they were like, wait a minute. Like, they called my lawyer back. They didn't even call me back direct. They called my lawyer back, like, tell him to calm down. And I knew I went somewhere. And when I figured that out, because just think about it, that's not fake spins. That's real views. Now, are they listening to my record when I don't know that part, but neither do they. There's no way they could take the algorithms and say, well, people fast-forwarded that part. Can they? I don't think so. They're going to come for me. If Illuminati come for me, man.
Hell no. Come on. Chan, you don't do it.
I'm done.
You lasted 20 minutes. You
yeah,
done.
Yeah.
Drink your wine. Listen, but hold on.
He's my favorite type of jinker.
The reason why I wanted you on this show is because I wanted to give you your flowers.
Okay, that's right? Hard.
And
I get flowers.
Like, I'm leaning into you. Like, this is real.
That's hard.
And, you know, we sentimental on this show. Ocho didn't cry on this show. Channing didn't tear it up. Fred T, we ain't got him to cry yet. I didn't cry. J.O. ain't never going to cry. Right? But earlier you talked about there's the ones and the twos.
Right.
And when I came on your show and I saw you in your operation, and then I sat down with you at different restaurants and I started picking your brain. I said, oh my goodness, this dude's a genius.
Thank you.
Right?
I said that about you, but thank you.
And I said, you know, this dude, this ain't no musician anymore. This dude's an artist. So I truly believe you created a blueprint for artists to gracefully transition into.
And be their own bosses.
Do you feel like you have laid the blueprint for these artists, Cannabis, you know, you got John Forte and so many others. Even Fat Joe right now, like Fat Joe.
Fat Joe's my little media man.
It's just insane what he's doing.
He my big homie and everything else, but media. He my little homie.
Right.
All right, but go ahead.
Yeah, right. There you go.
with you.
We want Fat Joe on the show.
Yeah, we'll get him.
And respond to that.
But
do you feel like you have set the blueprint for artists to gracefully transition into something else? Because like you said, hip-hop is the only genre where our hip-hop artists, there ain't no gracefully growing and elevating and reinventing yourself. And to me, I'm gonna be honest, to me, you created that.
I would like to take that, but I don't feel like these people are listening because, first off, I told people from the beginning, that podcast is a three-check thing. So many people, they'll sign to a company. And when you're signing a podcast, you're only signing your audio. Let's be clear. A podcast really just means audio. Your video is a separate deal. And I tell people that. I said, yo, why are you giving your YouTube away for free? So these people were signed to a Spotify, right? Spotify can't technically control your YouTube anyway. That's their direct competition. But what they would do is they'll let Spotify put it on YouTube under another name. And Spotify monetizes that. So Spotify is different because remember how I told you with Def Jam, Def Jam becomes your partner. You could look at the books. Spotify can tell you, this is what you did and that's that. That's not boss to me. To me, you're still being pimped. You're working for free. Like, I got jerked in hip-hop not to get jerked in the podcast world. Like, I don't got no love. Like, I'm here as a Russian racehorse with my eyes this way. And if we have a great relationship, cool. But if not, I'm here to make the money and get out of here. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. It adds to the question what I'm asking is, do you think you have to relinquish and give up your identity as an artist in order to be a boss? Can those two things actually coincide and you be a good boss?
Nah, yeah. Jay-Z is the perfect, he signed himself.
Like, So then why'd you retire and give up the artistry to specifically think about being a boss?
Well, I like the major labels. Like, I'm the guy that likes Def Jam. I'm the guy that likes Interscope. I'm the guy that, and if I can maintain what I know now and still do business with the majors, I would. You know what I'm saying? But the reason why I'm saying I'm not making music is because I don't do nothing unless it's 100%. Like, I don't jerk off unless it's 100%. Like, I got to be into it. Lotion, got to be all that. You know what I'm saying? I got to be all that. Like, I don't do nothing.
I
got to give
100.
I'm talking about if I eating a crab leg, I'm in. I got the bib on, Obey, mustard sauce. I do everything 100%. And I don't 100% love being in the studio right now. I don't 100% love being on stage right now. And my fans have been so much 100 to me, I'd be corny for me to give them 45% of me. You know what I'm saying?
How did you get this big? Like, we know you as a rapper, and now you're an entrepreneur. Like,
but it's a media mogul.
Media mogul. Mm-hmm. But why did that love leave? Like, the reason we know you is because when I was a kid, I used to listen to Nori.
Right.
Like, but when did that love
It was
leave?
This one show. We was in the Hamptons. Got pretty bag, right? You know, for like three songs.
How much?
It was like 75. Right? For three songs.
So we talking about like 16 minutes, 17 minutes?
I might have gave him 15. I might have gave him a little more. But it wasn't that. It was the promoter. It was the owner of the club. And he was like, well, come on, it's time. And I felt rented. I was rented. They rented me for the night. It is. Just think about it. When you're going to do a show, you're rented. You're rent a rapper.
I love when you get this.
Where am I saying wrong? Like, you rented a rapper.
They paying you for that 15 minutes. Give me $75.
It wasn't that.
In the Sopranos. In the Sopranos, Carmela does the same thing.
Oh, she goes like this. There, you know your shit. She goes like that. I just saw that. She goes like
same
that.
Same thing.
And her friend was eight. But this is not my friend. Mm-hmm. This is somebody I just met.
No relationship.
No relationship. I was a hired help. But it wasn't what he said, it was how he said it. And it changed me at that moment because I had no argument. And I was like, man, you know what? I just came too far for this.
That's
I don't
like
want to
go get your shine box moment.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's go shine shoes. Like that's what it felt like to me. And I was just like, you know what? I need to find a way where I don't have to. And don't get me twisted. I went and had a show in Connecticut the other day with Lil' Kim, The Lox, Cam'ron.
You performed?
Yeah, I performed. This is my first time during the whole pandemic. And I did miss certain parts of it. I missed when I can, you know, have a show with all black people and I could go into my reggaeton bag and I could be like, y'all know about Don Omar? And people like, and I can do a Don Omar record. I can play a Gasolina, a Daddy Yankee record. I can play Oye Mi Kondo. And it's like, all my black brothers are sitting back there like, you cheating. Like, you speak in Spanish. And right. You're like, and because like, why not? Reggaeton is the most, you know, popular genre of music that it is right now. And I was the first person to have a reggaeton record play on Hot 97. I was the first person to have a reggaeton record play on MTV. I was the first person to have a reggaeton record in rotation on BET. You can Google all this.
What year was that? You know what year that was?
I don't know, man. It was a good year, though. Let me get some wine. I'll take some wine. It was a good year. Like, yeah, it was a good year. Right.
See, that's the Iron Man thing. Yo, y'all do all that shy and tweet. We gonna toast. Like, I really, like, I mean, we could talk about the music industry for
talk
days.
Talk about what you want to talk
we
about.
We could talk about, you know, rap beef. We can talk about all your hits and all that.
It makes me think about what Styles P said to us.
Okay.
Because I asked him about the list, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, in hip-hop, everybody's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's tough. Everybody's a G. Everybody talks on their records. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is there two lists of guys that you don't, you fuck with, and guys that you're not going to fuck with? And Styles P was like, the guys you don't mess with, there's no list. It's a couple tabs. He was like, there's a list of dudes you know that ain't gonna do nothing if you cut their ass out. He was like, it's a couple guys in the game that I know that if I come at them wrong,
it's up.
It's on.
I agree with Styles.
You got two lists, or is there a list?
I don't got no list.
He nice guy. That's his.
No, I'm a good guy, but nobody to me. So that lets you know.
What you mean? Everybody on your show, what you talking about?
No, it's about beef with me. Like, I don't got no
beef. Why they on beef with you?
Because I'm a great guy. I just want to smoke weed, drink some wine, and f-ing talk shit. And so most of the time, if I ever had a problem, it's really been them. I'm black and Puerto Rican, man. I had an aunt that celebrated her cat's birthday. She used to drink so much. She's like, she's like, come over, it's Ronaldo's birthday. We used to go, oh, all right, Dickie. Well, who the f- is Ronaldo? The cat. It's like, oh, shit. Like, all right, that's how I grew up. Like, I grew up, like having fun. Like, so if you take me out of that element, I promise you it's you.
What happened with S.O.R.E.?
Oh. S.O.R.E.? Oh,
what happened with that? Because it's a long lost album, right?
Well, it actually did get bootlegged. I got my last album. I forgot what it's called. It's not S.O.R.E. It's the Yande. That's going to be my last album. And I got some records. Me and Nas is going to go in. Me and Pharrell has been talking. Because that's what I'm gonna end it with all my friends. I'm gonna end it how I started. Wow. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna have Ocho on there, you know what I'm saying? For real.
All right, Chef, come on now. Let me, because we always feed our guests and then I wanna transition to something, but Chef, come on now.
Okay. Oh, I'm in. Y'all got carb bones out here. Okay.
Come sit right here, Chef. Holla at me. And you watch the show. We always have chefs on the show. Chef Nancy.
Nancy from Queens, right? She was on Queens.
Yes, right. Chef Nancy Collection.com. Chef Nancy. Go to her IG page and then go to her website. Get those products. She from Jamaica, Queens. Chef, you good?
Yeah.
No, you ain't good.
I'm good.
In a safe space, right? O.C. Kindred, grandma passed today. You know what I'm saying? You here serving us, bro. I appreciate you.
Sorry to hear that, man.
God bless.
You all right?
Yeah. I'm hanging in there, man.
So talk to me. You know, the reason why I wanted to bring her up, because you amazing, bro. Like, your food, you cook for my family here and there, and, you know, you cook for us. And I walked up on you. You was down. Like, your energy was different. I was like, bro, what's wrong? This is before the show. I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, man, my grandma passed. You know, I felt that. And, you know, I want to take this moment to really celebrate, you know, Grandma O.C. Because you said she was the first chef in our family. And now you're taking it to a whole nother level. So how are we going to celebrate Grandma O.C. today?
Take a shot.
Oh, good. We need a shot.
I'm into it.
But the thing I love about you, when you said she was the first chef in my family, and She passed transition at 89, right? You said she was the first chef, right? Now, I love what you're doing and how you, like, your vision of pushing this whole industry forward. You know, you're like, yo, I just feel like the chef, we got to kind of, like, unpack the chef. So that's why I appreciate you, bro. You know what I mean? Because you that one. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we're going to take that so much. Shot. I'm glad you ain't say that. I'm trying to stop
OC.
Saying that word.
Salud.
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 Salud. How do you look like the highest? I mean, we look like you smoked a pound.
Nah. I'm high on life.
You high on life?
High on life. I ain't never had no alcohol. I ain't never had no weed. I mean, cocaine. I do that a little every blue moon. But that's it.
I wasn't ready for that. I was not.
Don't edit that out.
Don't edit it out. He say this every show.
Nah. I don't do shit. I just smoke cigar. That's my vice.
So why you keep saying cocaine then?
What's wrong with coke?
Because you don't do it.
Anybody here do coke? Raise your hand.
This is Miami. Half of the room is raised their hands.
I'm cutting this
on the low. Half of the room is like this. Their ears is like this. Yeah, this is Miami.
If he cut this out, I'm not coming back no more.
You need to stop this. Come on. I'm editing that out. I might not edit it.
I promise. If you edit that, I'm not showing up no more. I promise you.
Famous story. Listen, our most famous.
And one of those partners
is cocaine. They done cocaine too. Cocaine got plenty of partners.
This show's over.
No,
this show's over. Hey, Nori. See, Nori, I gotta run a business. Hey, I gotta run a business. First, we do gifting on all of our shows. We have some legends here, and you're a legend.
Manscaping, then, what you're trying to tell me?
You tell me what we trying to tell you.
Yeah, I gotta straighten up.
This is the performance package 4.0. We got the weed whacker.
That's for the yalla.
No, that's the lawnmower 4.0.
So what's that?
Lawnmower 4.0 is down there.
Underarm?
The weed whacker 2.0 do the ear.
Oh, the ear, okay.
And then even the nose. Let me show you. Right, let me show you how this works.
But you ain't gonna give that to me after you use it, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna give this to you.
Don't give it to me after you use it.
So this is the Manscaped Weed Whacker 2.0.
So watch this. You see all these men here?
Man, you got your ass all in the face, man.
He love to wear them tight ass pants too, though. Yeah. Every time.
Yeah, Rick James.
He even got drawers on.
Got it. Get that right there. We gonna gift you this.
Rick James.
Because Nora ain't gonna take that. Manscaped.com.
Manscaping. I respect
it. Promo code athlete. Talk to the man about hygiene. Talk to me when it comes to hygiene. What does that mean to you?
Wash your balls. Wash your ass.
Noriega.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite your skills. Fat. Keep it riding for the fam, you gotta light the wiggin' wheels straight up.
I seen the clip the other day where you tried to blindside Ray Lewis.
I be f***ing his ass up.
Nah, you didn't win that one.
You didn't win that one.
Wait a minute, whoa. I didn't. Did he make the tackle?
He didn't make the tackle.
I won.
Found out what the blueprint was, and then we made it pop. Yeah, and I just keep coming with verses. Got the boy collecting bags. I'm like a woman with purses.
But you gotta leave Chaz cocaine story. Gotta leave Chaz. I'm picking. I'm gonna be outside boycotting.
But he don't do it though. Here's Chad Johnson, aka Ocho Cinco, aka influencer, aka gamer, aka
dope boy,
aka
scammer,
aka
scammer.
Oh. Coca-Lina, or whatever y'all say. Coca-Cola. That's the code.
Pop it, make it worse though, so I pull out the wheel on them. I play like I'm blind all the time. I go wheel on them. From the gutter, probably why my music put the chill on them.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.